right, in just a couple of minutes, my good friend Charlie's coming in. His show is Blue Noise. I suggest you check him out. He's a lot of fun. He's got a great show. My name's D. Thank you, everybody. WMFO 91.5. Good day, everybody.
A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, I'm coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak, California, when I get home. Who did the goat dance very well? He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelettes and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, I'm coming home. Oh, make me feel good rock and roll band, I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news are home. You read, just give you the blues. Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. They said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. Then I'm going home to California. Oh, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. strangers. All the news at home you read. More about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
And all that applause is not for me, but for the wonderful Joni Mitchell. We're back on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is the Blue Noise. You are listening in, and you just heard a live version of California by Joni Mitchell, commemorating, I guess, in a way, her travels around the world and my short but nice trip over spring break to visit some family in California. I like that version, and I can't find it anywhere on record, so that is, check the video out online. It's a beautiful sunny day, which is almost similar to what I experienced over break, except about, I don't know, a good 50 degrees difference. Here's a cover of Walk On by the Stranglers.
told me about love, what could I do? Well, no one told me about love, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
And we're back on WMFO in Medford. This is The Blue Noise. Those songs you just heard in order were a cover of Dionne Warwick's Walk On by The Stranglers, originally written by the famous Burt Bacharach, but that one by the famous kind of pub rock punk band from England with a crazy organ solo throughout the kind of middle of the tune there. And then after that, we heard She's Not There by The Zombies, which features another great keyboard solo. We heard Do the Panic by Vandam Planet, an old favorite of mine. Jason Schwartzman, I think, the actor who you see popping up in a lot of movies and TV shows, especially like ones by Wes Anderson. He was in that band when he was a young guy in like the early to mid 2000s. Now getting into some more music here on this fine Monday at 12:18 p.m. This is Astral Weeks by Van Morrison.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream, where mobile steel rims crack and the ditch and the back road stop, could you find me? Or would you kiss my eyes? To be born again. From the far side of the ocean, if I put the wheels in motion, and I stand with my arms behind me, and I'm pushing out the door, could you find? To be born again. There you go, standing with the look of avarice, talking to you to let better, showing pictures on the wall, whispering in the hall, I'm pointing a finger at me. Lay me down.
to be born again. To be born again. To be born again. To be born again. In another world, darling. In another world. In another time. Got a home on high. Ain't nothing but a stranger.
But could couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on.
Linger on.
And we're back. This is the Blue Noise on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Those songs you just heard in order were Astral Weeks by Van Morrison off the album of the same name. I believe that's 1968. That was kind of when he was relieved from his work at Bang Records, where he was kind of forced to churn out these very formulaic pop singles, even though one of them turned out to be fantastic, you know, the classic song Brown Eyed Girl. But I could think he wanted to move beyond the kind of music he was doing with his band Them, and he wanted to move into all sorts of different stuff, which resulted in a very crazy album influenced by folk and jazz that essentially was a full kind of song cycle of super long songs that were just done in a jam session in about 2 days. He was allegedly really rude to everybody involved, but, you know, that's kind of how he is. And it's a great record. Highly recommend you check that out. Astral Weeks by Van Morrison. Then we heard Pale Blue Eyes by Velvet Underground off their second self-titled, the 1969 one with the black and white cover on the front. Sorry, the black and white picture on the cover. The front cover. And Crystal Eyes, another Eyes song for you by Soccer Mommy off her, one of her first EP is called Four Young Hearts. This is I'm the Man That Will Find You by Conan Moccasin.
Oh, said I'm over your single and
thank you.
more in on the Blue Noise on, it's a little loud here, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Those songs you just heard in order were I'm the Man That Will Find You by Conan Moccasin off his record Caramel from, it's funny I said Caramel because I, you know, read it how it's spelled, but I would normally say Caramel. Don't let the East Coast get too ingrained in my brain, hopefully, and just, you know, misspeaking in general is cool too. From his record Caramel from 2013, we heard I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber. Not the song I meant to play by her, but great. Very excited for to see Tame Impala this summer. Kevin Parker, their lead musician and everything, engineered that great record by Melody's Echo Chamber, her first and only. And I hope that she comes out with something new as well. She was in some sort of car accident or something and released one single in the last like 5 years and it's kind of fallen off the map. So I hope she resurrects her career and stuff. And we heard Solitude is Bliss by Tame Impala off their first record. Now we're going to listen to the Beach Boys with She Knows Me Too Well.
Yeah.
and we're in on WMFO